FEMA's decision puts it in what officials call an immediate needs funding mode. The agency's trying to preserve what it has left in its disaster relief fund so it can handle the costs of cleaning up after Irene. No one's sure yet what that bill will be, and FEMA's not providing an estimate yet. But the amount of money left now in the fund is around $900 million. Craig Fugate is FEMA's administrator.
When we reach a point where we need to preserve the funding in there for emergency work, we will discontinue repair work that's considered permanent from previous older disasters. That does not mean that any of the survivors in any of the more recent disasters, such as Joplin or the tornadoes down in the southeast, Alabama, Mississippi states, or even the flooding up in Minot and some of the other areas in Dakotas, where individual assistance has been approved, will not get assistance. All of the individual assistance programs will continue to be funded fully as people register for assistance. We continue to fund all of the emergency protective measures that the states and locals have taken in responding to these disasters. We continue to fund all of the cleanup activities.
But any work that hasn't already been submitted to FEMA and approved for repairs from previous disasters is now on the back burner and can't be funded for the time being. Fugate says FEMA has had to go into immediate needs funding mode several times in the past, and funding has always been restored to long-term projects eventually.
We have been able to then get those dollars and resume funding those projects. And again, I think with this coming to our fiscal year, we were expecting either a budget or a continuing resolution. Once we know how much impact Irene will have, we'll have a better sense of what assistance we may need. Our goal is to keep this disruption as short as possible, but it was prudent. The one thing I did want to do is to reach a point where we couldn't continue funding the survivors, all the folks there that we're supporting now as they're rebuilding their lives. But again, the time frames of this has varied, but our goal here is to keep this as short as possible. But a lot of it's the uncertainty of how much we're going to get from Hurricane Irene and what we're going to have to work with the White House on and look at our funding.
And despite the uncertainty around FEMA's funding, President Obama echoed the promise that the federal government will do its part to handle recovery efforts from Irene. He spoke yesterday in the White House Rose Garden.
We're going to make sure folks have all the support they need as they begin to assess and repair the damage left by the storm. And that's going to continue in the days ahead. It's going to take time to recover from a storm of this magnitude. The effects are still being felt across much of the country, including in New England and states like Vermont, where there's been an enormous amount of flooding.
So enormous, authorities there are calling it their worst flooding since the 1920s. Some locations got as much as 15 inches of rain during the storm. David Valley is a hydrologist in charge at the National Weather Service.
Going forward, a couple of rivers that have yet to crest include the largest of the bunch, that being the Middle Hudson, as well as the Middle and Lower Connecticut River Valley from northern Vermont, northern New Hampshire, all the way down to Middletown, Connecticut, about 29 miles from the mouth of the river. From my vantage point, while the flash flood threat, which has been equally as devastating, has for the most part ended, and in the case of the Connecticut, we're not likely to see the river's crest and reach their highest river elevation until midweek.
Fugate says the fact that Irene is still in many ways and in many places a disaster in progress is what makes it difficult at this point to figure out how much extra money it will need in its disaster relief fund to cover the final month of this fiscal year. He says much of the damage is yet to be assessed, and it's hard to know right now how much FEMA's tab will be.
My assumption is if people don't have flood insurance, not only are we going to have that, but you're seeing a lot of roads and bridges that are destroyed, and those costs, again, as we get down into New York, where they're also reporting that damages in North Carolina and some of the other states. Until we have that, we just don't know how big the numbers are going to be on this storm. And again, as I've told people, that as we get out there and begin these assessments, we'll get some idea of that magnitude, and then that will give us a better idea of what kind of funding are we going to need for all of our open disasters, as well as what we would see in Irene.
A round of unusually severe disasters around the country has made it an expensive year for FEMA's Disaster Relief Fund. Floods, tornadoes, and heat waves have caused $35 billion in losses across the country. Appropriating extra funds will require the House and Senate to come to an agreement on a spending bill for the Homeland Security Department. The House's version of next year's DHS budget includes an extra $1 billion in disaster relief funding that could be spent this year, but House Minority Leader Eric Cantor says Republicans want that $1 billion to be offset by spending reductions elsewhere in government.
Yes, there's a federal role. Yes, we're going to find the money. We're just going to need to make sure that there are savings elsewhere to continue to do so.
Cantor speaking yesterday on Fox News. Meanwhile, the operations of federal agencies along the eastern seaboard are continuing to return to normal, although about a dozen federal work sites are still closed because of the storm, according to the General Services Administration. The huge naval station Norfolk, the world's largest naval installation, is scheduled to fully reopen today for the first time since the hurricane struck, and some of the ships that headed out to sea to get out of Irene's path are beginning to return to their ports. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.